Good morning.
All right.
Praise, worship
Jesus. God. Jesus.
Oh, everybody knows this one. It's called The More I Seek You.
Wow.
Okay? And believe God, me and this right here is going to... Yes, and I'm going to conquer that piece
your
of metal.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, let me get that Bible out of your way, baby. I'm sorry.
Huh?
Let me get the Bible out of your way.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Lord,
we welcome you.
Hi, Lord.
Praise you.
Let's act like he's in the room.
Yeah.
Let's stand up and act like he's in the king is in the room.
Yes, he is.
Let's act like he's in the room.
Yes, Father.
Hiya. Hiya.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
The more I find Jesus, the more I find you.
Yes, Lord.
The more I love you,
Jesus,
I want to sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe,
Jesus,
feel your heart beat. This love is so deep,
yes,
it's more than I can stand,
Jesus.
I melt in your peace. It's overwhelming.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, it's so overwhelming.
Oh, yes.
Peace.
Jesus.
Sing it again.
The more I seek you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
The more I find you,
Jesus, Habba,
and the more I find you,
Jesus,
the more I love you,
Jesus,
I want to sit at your feet. Drink from the cup in your hand.
Jesus.
Lay back against you and breathe. And feel your heart beat. This love is so deep.
Yes.
It's
yes.
More than I can stand. I melt in your peace. It's overwhelming. I want to sit at your feet.
Yes, Lord.
Drink from the cup in your hand. Lay back against you and breathe.
Jesus.
Feel your heart beat. This love is so deep.
Jesus.
It's more than I can stand.
Because
I melt in your peace. It's overwhelming. Your love is so sweet. That we draw our strength from your love, from your touch, from your peace.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Hallelujah. And I know that when we meet you, Lord, that you are right there with us.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
I want to sit at your feet. Drink from the cup in your hands. Lay back against you and breathe. Feel your heart beat. And this love is so deep. It's more than I can stand. cause I melt in your peace. It's overwhelming.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
There's nothing like the presence of the Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
We were talking about fellowship and deeper with the Lord, you know, intimacy, the communion and all. This is, we always do it every time, but there was one time when we were at Hillview, the church, and we took communion. Mm-hmm. The whole church was down on the floor. It was glorious. God's presence just overtook us in such a manifested way. And it was wonderful, and God manifested in different ways. But that was a special time of fellowship. I mean, it was everybody everywhere. It was glorious. I think it was at the Hill.
Jesus.
It might have been in our other one, but anyway, one of the churches. It was a long time ago. It was glorious.
Praise God.
So we can have faith, as Mary was saying, to go deeper with His presence with us. Not just taking communion, but at fellowship.
One day I was in the Lord's presence and I saw something so clear. I saw Him being with us and I sensed the devotion. I didn't feel alone. I felt just like we do in this room, He's here.
Amen.
I felt like He was right here, right there with me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And I said, this is Jesus. How it's supposed to be with everybody.
Yes, all the time.
When, as we follow Him, the Lord put some things on my heart yesterday. It was just off the charts to me. And the Lord does think when people receive His word and retain it and don't release it, they receive it. They operate in faith. When you operate in faith, the Lord can trust you with more.
Amen.
You're on the path to receive more.
That's good. Amen.
And he said something in Luke chapter 10.
Uh-huh.
And it always stood out to me.
What chapter?
This is Luke chapter 10. I'm going to start at verse 17 and read down. He said, when the 72 missionaries returned to Jesus, they were ecstatic with joy, telling Him, Lord, even the demons obeyed us when we commanded them in Your name.
Jesus
replied, while You were ministering, I watched Satan topple until he fell suddenly from heaven.
Amen.
Like lightning to the ground.
Amen.
This is the Amplified. This is the...
the Passion.
Yeah, the Passion Translation. Now you understand that I have imparted to you all my authority to trample over His kingdom. You will trample upon every demon before you and overcome every power Satan possesses. Absolutely nothing will be able to harm you as you walk in His authority. However, your real source of joy isn't merely that these spirits submit to your authority, but that your names are written in the journals of heaven and that you belong to God's kingdom. This is the true source of your authority.
Citizens.
Then Jesus, overflowing with the Holy Spirit's anointing of joy, exclaimed, Father, thank You, for You are Lord, supreme over heaven and earth. You have hidden hidden the great revelation of this authority from those who are proud, those wise in their own eyes. And you have shared it with those who humble themselves. Yes, Father, this is what pleases your heart and the very way you've chosen to extend your kingdom to give to those who become like trusting children.
That's all.
Pastor Jimmy always says this when he teaches on this, rejoice in spirit, that means to spin like a top.
Yeah. It does. You see the heart of God right here. He has been doing this from the beginning. He gives grace to the humble, and he conceals things from the wise and the proud. Just like Mary said in when the woman that had the spirit of infirmity. For 18 years she suffered under this. The religious people got angry because Jesus healed her on the Sabbath day. That kind of Cain jealousy is still here now.
Cain jealousy.
That's all it is. It was in the beginning with the serpent.
Come on, preach it, brother.
And it's here now. But the Lord will, this revival is thriving. I was telling David earlier, it's thriving. When you look at the Lord, you'll start seeing things. In his presence, things are revealed. The Lord is still giving grace to the humble.
Yes, he is.
And hiding it from the wicked.
I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again because it's in me. When we say it's happening here, it's happening there, we're one body. If somebody's been raised from the dead, our copy, we did it. We're one body. We're kind of separate. We're not seeing this here and this bad. We're not seeing that. Forget it. We're one body.
That's revelation right there.
Never look at what you don't seem to have. Never look at what you don't seem to have.
That's right.
It's a lie. You have the whole kingdom. You have access to
the whole kingdom.
If you don't have the knowledge right now and you need it, the Lord can call somebody to pray in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
On the other side of the world, it may be. So that he can give you the revelation you need as you need it, as you're speaking.
Amen.
The Lord told Henry Groover, don't limit me.
Yes, amen.
In every situation, always look at him. That's how you conquer.
Ain't that so?
The Lord is looking for people who break through. Ooh. You have to break through.
Yes, amen.
If the Lord tells you to do something, you broke through somewhere.
Amen.
And you don't always feel it. You don't always see it. You don't always sense it.
That's right.
But when the Lord tells you to do something, the first thing we do is look at, well, I need more money. I need more time. You got it. When you start working it, things start happening.
Amen. That's exactly right.
I had to learn that. When you start operating and acting on it, praying for it, praying towards it, heaven's moving with you as you move. If you stop, heaven stops.
But you know, in the natural, that's true because Trump, when he heard that little Donald Trump walked the city, he's going up to press, she says, oh no, he'll be president. Because she knew to begin with, you know, because she knew what type of man he was. He was going to get it done.
When you're faithful, you...
And then, of course, the Lord's added to him because he's, you know, he's born again and he's growing spiritually and so he's got spiritual advisors and prayer going on everywhere. So
if you look at me, all you see is me, a small man. You know, I can lift weights and all that. I'm not the toughest man in the world, but when Satan looks at me, he sees me. And he sees Jesus.
Yeah, he sees
and
Jesus.
I punch Jesus' punch.
Yes, amen.
When I do
amen.
Something, the kingdom of God is in operation. That's what he's afraid of. When he see you,
amen.
He's trying to figure out in his brain how he's going to get you to not believe that the kingdom of God strikes when you strike.
That's right.
He's got to get you to believe
that's good.
That it's all on you and God is not with you.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
Jesse DePlanis said when he was still small, but he was a really small boy, and he had a bully.
and the bully would run him home every day. And he said one day he decided he wasn't going to be afraid. He ran to the door, and he started telling the bully, all I'm going to do to you, and the boy started backing up and shaking, and he says, I knew I had him then. But he didn't realize his dad was standing behind him, shotgun, aiming at the big bully.
Oh,
and that's the way, you know, that's if we do what we need to
come
do
on.
in faith and without
ooh,
fear.
Glory.
Well, see, I've been reading about the strong man, binding the strong man, because Jesus said, whenever in order to take in, when the kingdom comes in, takes it by force, so he's doing it, he's binding the strong man. The strong man can do whatever he wants to until someone comes along that's stronger than him and binds him, and then we take the spoil and distribute it out. And that's exactly what's happened here. We have bound, because we got Jesus with us. Like he said, we're punching with Jesus' fist. And the strong man has been bound everywhere we go.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Now, when I want to read verse 22 again, out of the King James. That's what I'm used to. He said, this is verse 21. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. This is a powerful verse.
Amen.
This week, God gave me one of the website broadcasts. I name them instead of dating them like I used to do years ago. Since 2015, he started giving me titles. And he gave me the title, and I just put it up there. But he gave me one called Babes. The babes receive the greatest revelation in the world, in the earth. People that just yield to him with the intent to do his work. I told my daughter Shana, I said, when you study the word with the intent to do it and live by it, revelation will follow. He'll give you greater revelation. But if you're looking at it to see what you can get away with, it won't. It'll be more surface. But if you look at it with intent to learn it and grow and do it, it will spread the love of God, to relay the love of God to others, it will nourish you and it will feed you. So if you just study the word without the intent to do it and perform it and spread the love of God, it won't minister the same way. But when you're a babe and you want more and you're going to get more, there were so many times I wanted change. I said, I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm going to learn how to do this.
Amen.
And Jesus said, seek, knock, seek, and ask. I stayed after God about it. I wouldn't let him get away without showing me. That's the way I processed it. When I get after him about it, I'm going to learn it. I determine that I'm going to learn this. Amen. I'm going to receive what I need to know. And sometimes I sense that the Lord's trying to tell me something. I said, Lord, what is it? I know you're trying to get something over to me, and I'm not getting it. I've got to get it. I said, I'm going to get it. And then he'd tell me things and make things plain. This is our heritage. This is identical to the purpose of communion that Mary was talking about. You don't read it just to remember Jesus. You read it. And you do it to relate to him, to have communion with him, to bring him into your presence.
Amen.
So that when you punch, he punch. I love that song Matthew sang. It may look like I'm
surrounded by you.
Oh, let's do it this morning.
That's one of my
y'all continue
songs.
To have a good time, okay?
But as we go forward, the Lord told me this yesterday. He said he wasn't going to give revival knowledge to newborn people. Revival knowledge will go to the babes, people that love it. Don't be so surprised when God gives you an assignment. Don't be so surprised when the Lord wake you up and tell you what to do. Because he's prepared you for it. And it doesn't matter how big it seems. when you put it in motion, the whole heaven's with you putting it in motion. And I learned this the long way. I said, Lord, I don't have this, I don't have that, but I said, the first assignment I remember getting was the good news letter, beside preaching. And this was something that I had to do over time, so that's more like an assignment than a message, even though a message is an assignment. And with God, he can take a crumb and feed a thousand, so it doesn't matter. You do what he give you to do. The first time I had my good news letters, I think I have them printed up, but it was raining. They would have gotten wet, and I couldn't go that Sunday. I look out the window, and I see the Mormons out there on bicycles. And I got mad, and I said, now they out there telling me. I said, I'm in the house driving, they out there doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I said, but I want to do something. So I started praying. I said, I can pray. And I started praying and preparing the ground so that when I go out, it'll be successful.
Right.
What you put in motion, heaven's backing you up. It's not just you. It's the knowledge God gives us is his grace. The power he gives us and the authority is his grace. They came back rejoicing because they found out that the demons were subject, just like you're going to do.
Amen.
You're going to, I walked up on gunfights. All kinds of, doesn't matter. God was with me. When I heard the word that, when I had just heard this tape series of Kenneth Hagin, The Believer's Authority, The Authority of the Believer. And when they started shooting, I didn't feel prepared. But the Lord had prepared me. I said, Satan, you can't kill nobody and you can't hurt nobody in Jesus' name. And I was probably trembling. But nobody got shot. You learn that the demons are subject to you. If somebody blocked my gate, I'd walk over to the house where they sold drugs and ask them to move it. And they start trembling. And Pastor Jackson, it was a guy, he was a terrible guy across the street. But he was scared of Pastor Jackson. When Pastor Jackson come outside, he run. His brother said, he's scared of you because he see the Holy Spirit on you.
That's faithfulness.
Yeah, demons are afraid of the people of God.
Come on, brother.
I've heard them say it. I've heard people that deal with drugs and stuff. He said, don't mess with those homeless people. They point their finger at you, something will happen.
That's funny right there now.
But the Lord is, he showed me this years ago that many that are last will be first, many that are first will be last. Why would God, why would he say that? And it goes right back to what Paul and Peter, Paul said and also Peter said it. That when they die, false teachers will arise. And what does the enemy do? He always try to go, just like the goats, they always go to the high ground, to the precipice. They want to be on the top. They want to be on the top floor. So many that are first will be last. There are many people in mainstream ministry, they're on the top, they're on TV or radio or wherever.
Right.
They have a name like Laodicea.
Right.
But they betrayed their anointing. See, when remember the two trees pouring oil into the menorah, into the candlesticks? Jesus said, unless you repent, I'll move your candlestick out of its place. The tree was pouring oil into those, to the lampstands. And Jesus took it and moved it. Because the trees don't move, they stay where they are.
No more anointing.
Yeah, they wouldn't follow him. Jesus moved it so no more anointing oil will go in those cups that it takes to win souls. But he'll give it to those who love him, those who cherish life, those who cherish people like God cherishes people, those who love people just like Jesus loved people. Mm-hmm. Our goal in life is to love every soul on this planet just like Jesus loves every soul on this planet. And the Word of God is the knowledge of love.
Amen.
It shows us the balance we need. How that we you protect your love with by holiness and wisdom. God said, he told me one time, he said, I made everything out of love, holiness, and wisdom. They balance each other. He taught me how they balance each other out. All the attributes come from those three. I talk about that later. I wrote a writing about it years ago. If a person says, I'm going to be holy, eventually, and if they do it without love, it's not going to be wise.
That's right.
If a person says, I'm wise, if they're not going to be righteous, it's not going to be love. If I love everybody, people have false concepts of love. If you love me, you'll give me money so I can buy me some wine. But the wisdom gives the balance with the righteous to keep love love. It won't turn into something else. So people who have deviated, the Lord have moved that candlestick out of that place. And those who are treasuring the word of God, just common everyday people that love God, he's going to take that horn of oil and just pour it on you. Don't be surprised.
Come on, brother.
And you'll be talking, and the words of God, the words of life will come up like rivers of living water. And you'll wonder where and how in the world this, how did I say that? That's the anointing. Your candlesticks is in place. Don't be surprised, because God is doing that.
Man, I'll tell you that, bro.
Yeah, it's right.
And there's the interpretation in the Passion Translation that says, let everything, every thought, every action be done from the resting place of my love.
Yeah.
You know, John, it says what you said about love. He said, whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected.
Perfect.
That tells you exactly what you said. Mm-hmm. When you keep the word, the love of God is perfected.
Yeah. And it's all about love.
So if you want a lot more love, get more in the word.
Yeah. The more you love, the more you live.
What it is, the more you get in the Word, the more you fall in love with Jesus, mm-hmm. and that allows the love of God out of you, yeah. into the world.
I mean, when you desire that love, you can't desire love without desiring the Word, because the Word is the knowledge you need to perform. And, you know, when I saw how love pleased God, I wanted to love His people. Mm-hmm. When I saw that He could strengthen me to love, hard to love people, I was interested. I said, teach me how to love your people. And I learned so much from the Lord that way. But our goal is to love people just like Jesus loved them. Mm-hmm. And you have to look at Him to do it. We'll stop here.
Yes, pick up.
The best of food.
Bless you, Jesus.
Good Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the nourishing word that you've given us. Help us to go forward in you. Bless every speaker today. Bless pastors as he goes forward. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name.
Bless the food
name,
for the nourishing strength of our bodies. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
He's moving.